speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 30th of January, 2019. Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight. We begin the show today with this report by Jake Lloyd. Will the U.S. invade Venezuela? Take it away, Jake.
As the situation worsens in the nightmare that is Venezuela, the United States has decided to flex its diplomatic muscle in an attempt to unseat Nicolas Maduro and replace him with the opposition leader, Juan Guaido. Multiple organizations and countries have thrown their support behind Guaido, considering him the head of the new legitimate government, the National Assembly, which was sidelined by Maduro last year. Among the countries which support Guaido are the U.S., Canada, U.K., Brazil, and most of the other South American nations. The majority of Europe has called for new elections, while Russia, China, and Iran have thrown their support behind Maduro. Guaido faces a host of challenges. At the moment, the military and all other government functions are still controlled by Maduro. A number of officials have defected, but not enough to leave the National Assembly with de facto power over the country's institutions. This alone poses multiple problems. Most obviously, without power over the government, Guaido cannot get anything done. And most dangerously, with Maduro maintaining control over the military and the police, Guaido and his supporters could be arrested at any moment. To fight this, according to Bloomberg, Guaido is engaging in numerous speaking events and urging his supporters to distribute copies of a legislative measure that would extend amnesty and forgiveness to members of the armed forces who abandoned the socialist regime. Perfect. Maduro may or may not attempt to imprison his opposition, but the international spotlight may deter such an action at this point. In order to put pressure on the now deemed illegitimate president, the United States will employ a variety of diplomatic tactics. The Associated Press reports that the White House will impose sanctions on the state-owned oil company, PDVSA, known by the Spanish acronym PDVSA, which is estimated to cut more than $11 billion in export revenue next year. The U.S. will also call on the Bank of England to freeze Venezuela's $1.2 billion in gold reserves, which accounts for 15% of Venezuela's foreign currency reserves. The U.S. will allow certain exceptions to continue operation in the United States, such as Citgo, which is a subsidiary of PDVSA. However, any money which would normally go back to Venezuela will have to go into a blocked account where the money will sit indefinitely in an attempt to further strangle Maduro's regime. It was suggested by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin that these funds could be made available to Guaido. Indeed, when Guaido is fully in control of Venezuela's oil company, the sanctions may be completely lifted, Mnuchin confirmed. The United States would likely request the support of the United Nations in tightening sanctions on Maduro's regime. However, being that some states will support the current regime, those sanctions would likely be vetoed. Amid the international push for Maduro's resignation, the dictatorial leader is doubling down and attempting to secure support of the military and police forces in the country. His success or failure depends ultimately on his ability to maintain power through these forces. Though the majority of the military is currently loyal to the sitting president, if he is unable to pay them and unable to feed them, even the most loyal supporters may look for new leadership. This is the struggle that Maduro will face as a result of the sanctions, which will cut off revenue from the last profitable export Venezuela has. Maduro initially ordered all U.S. personnel to leave the country within 72 hours, but that has been extended to 30 days. He is also now seeking a meeting with President Donald Trump, but it may be too late as the U.S. has already officially recognized Juan Guaido as the official leader of Venezuela. It is unclear the direction which Venezuela will take. The U.S. and others are placing tremendous pressure on Maduro, and we have been assured that no options are off the table. John Bolton's notepad was even photographed with the note, 5,000 troops to Colombia. There is no way to tell whether this is a plan, simply an option being discussed, or if this was intentionally revealed in order to stoke fear within the current regime. Regardless of the path that is chosen, the regime established by the once beloved Hugo Chavez and now run by the reviled Nicolas Maduro is not long for this world. The only question is how bloody of a revolution it will be.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, info warriors all. This is Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight. It is the 30th of January, 2019, and once again, another big news day. Yesterday was a rather big news day. Everything from Roger Stone, Donald Trump is tweeting out some rather hilarious stuff that we'd like to get into. But speaking of Twitter, I'm proud to announce that for the first time in my professional career, I have been kicked off of Twitter. I was temporarily banned from the service for 24 hours. But I have this platform to talk to you fine people that they can't stop me from talking on. So I will be spending the entire segment dissecting my offending tweet that they made me remove, as well as the original tweet that I was responding to by the one and only Chris Hayes of MSNBC. Now, I made the mistake of my tweet, I admit, was a perfect storm of bannable offenses. I insulted multiple protected classes. In fact, I made fun of a journalist. Now, that's a protected class you're not allowed to make fun of. I also mocked socialism, which, as we know, cannot be tolerated in the socialist utopia that they're building for us. And I also used a naughty word. I used the word retard. That's right. I called Chris Hayes a retard. And I apologized for it sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I wonder if I should just talk about that first, because I think that is the word that got me terminated. And not terminated for all time, but just for about 24 hours, I was kicked off Twitter, wasn't allowed to use it. And I think the main crux of the issue is the word retard. Now, I sort of take umbrage at the fact that this word is treated as such a vile curse nowadays. And I'll tell you why. It's because growing up, my mom taught special ed. She volunteered to do Sunday school for the special ed kids. My best friend's brother was severely mentally handicapped. And so I was taught from day one, raised, to treat everybody exactly the same. I know, shocking that in America we find it a basic foundational principle of ours that my parents drilled into me, is the idea that if somebody's handicapped, if they look differently than you, even if they mentally are not fully functional, you could say, that you look right through that disability, you look right past it, and you see the person inside. And you treat them with the full respect that they deserve. Now, I learned this as a little kid. Most little kids don't learn this lesson. And they don't learn it through experience. They don't have a best friend whose brother is what you'd call retarded. And so, in elementary school, I have such distinct memories of all these kids, just they just block out the mentally handicapped. They just pretend they're not there. They try to completely ignore them. It's just a blind spot in their vision of the world. And I recognize this because I was the one outlier who just treated them like humans. And so it's so insulting to me that then, you know, a decade later, I'll use the word, you know, that's retarded on Facebook. And I have these same people who treated special needs people, who treated special education children as literally less than human. Literally, they didn't acknowledge them. They didn't look at them. They just like felt uncomfortable. So they would avert their eyes. And they're telling me that my use of the word retarded is somehow insulting. So anyway, when I use the word, you have to understand, like, I also use the word gay to describe stuff I don't like. I have no problem with gay people. I have lots of gay friends. It's just a word that you use. Maybe it's just a product of growing up in the 90s, back before all this PC bullcrap came down. But look, it's just the way we talk. We use words like that's gay and that's retarded. And, I'm sorry. I try not to use it on this show. Obviously, I'm dropping them all over the place here because it has to do with what we're talking about. But, out of respect for the listeners, I try not to use such base language. I try to have a little bit of, civility in the way I talk about stuff on this show. But I just want to get that off my chest because that just always annoys me, is that they replace actual compassion and human interaction and human engagement and respect for, people of all different types and colors and races and ability and disability. And I mean, if you they don't treat them like that. They replace that with PC considerations about those people. Oh, don't use that word. That'll hurt them. Okay. But you're still treating them like they're not human. So anyway, I just want to get that off my chest because to me, it sort of illustrates the disconnect between, your actions and your words. I tend to care more about actions. I tend to try to live out good things and, maybe I'll use naughty words every once in a while. I'm sorry to the PC police. So the tweet that I was responding to in Chris Hayes, he says the least sexy part of socialism, and I'm just going to dissect all of the subtlety to this person's tweet, this mentally handicapped person's tweet. He says the least sexy part of socialism is effective, efficient bureaucracy or bureaucratic administration, but the project lives or dies based on it. I mean, there's so much to say about this. First of all, obviously the way he's promoting it is, it's all super sexy. It's just the least sexy part is that it's also super efficient and ethical. It's like, okay, I have some other ideas about what is the least sexiest part of socialism. It might be the gulags. I don't know. I've never been to one, so I can't say how sexy the gulags were. I've never seen a particularly sexy food line. I've never seen that. I'm not particularly attracted to, nor have I ever seen a sexy person starving to death. That I don't find particularly sexy. I think the least sexy aspect of socialism comes from our friend and socialist hero, Che Guevara. Now, he found that during the Cuban Revolution, they were executing so many people, they didn't know what to do with all the blood. There was just too much blood from all the people that they were killing, because you understand that in socialism, a single dissenter is a threat to the entire system and must be eliminated. And what is one death when it's a small price to pay, really, when you're talking about an entire civilization built on this utopian ideology. That's the way they think. It's like, well, yeah, no, I don't want to murder anybody, but if it's between the entire state and one life, sorry, you got to go. So that's the way they think. So that tends to spiral out of control rather quickly, as you might understand, especially when the people who were first down with what you were doing then see what it takes to accomplish those goals. Then they say, hey, maybe that's not worth it. Oh, suddenly they're on the list. And suddenly they're the ones who need to be executed. They're the dissenters that are threatening your perfect utopia. So what do you do with all this blood, you might be asking me? What did Che Guevara, however you pronounce his name, what was he going to do with all this? I mean, it's getting all over the floor. They're trying to mop it up, but it's like, the drain is getting clogged. It's trouble. So what they decided to do was start selling it. Obviously, they're going to start selling it. They're going to sell it to communist Vietnam at the rate of $50 per pint. Now, pints aren't, that's not a lot of blood, but that's a lot of money. $50 per pint of blood. So there you go. May 27th, 1966, 166 Cubans, civilians and members of the military were executed and submitted to medical procedures of blood extraction at an average of 7 pints per person. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, this blood was sold to communist Vietnam at a rate of $50 per pint. So I don't know, Chris Hayes. In my opinion, that's the least sexy part of socialism. And that's just me. The literal industrialized vampirism, where you're killing people to siphon their very lifeblood to feed it to your communist comrades across the globe. I don't know. Maybe Chris Hayes finds that sexy. But then again, he's retarded. Hey, more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. I'm sorry if I offended you. Psych.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And no, I have not moved off of the topic. I still want to continue talking about myself being banned from Twitter. This isn't some personal beef I have. This is an explanation as to why socialism is evil, why Chris Hayes is special needs, and why I think it was him that got me kicked off. Because Chris Hayes, I've responded to before. He often tweets ridiculous stuff that requires special education. And so I tried to go in there and specially educate him. And he's responded to me or liked me or something. He knows who I am. Let's just say he knows who I am. And he doesn't like me. And I'm sure he got a lot of responses that were similar to mine. But he posted on Twitter a response that basically requotes what I said. So what Chris Hayes said is, the least sexy part of socialism is effective, efficient, bureaucratic administration, but the project lives or dies on it. So my response is the least sexy part of socialism is the entire premise of socialism. What I meant by that is what he's saying, you know, an effective, efficient bureaucracy, that is all of socialism. The entire purpose of socialism is saying we need a system-wide bureaucracy. We need a super, just over everything, a bureaucracy that controls absolutely everything. I mean, that is socialism. This idea of a bureaucratic system of office workers, of governmental workers coming in and making decisions on what you're allowed to do in your day-to-day life, that is socialism. So when he says that's the least sexy part of socialism, that's literally like me saying the least sexy part of capitalism is the free exchange of goods. It doesn't make any sense. It's a special needs thing to say. And also the utterly unrealistic demand that every aspect of our lives be governed by elaborate bureaucracies that are somehow invulnerable to corruption and impossibly efficient. I just wanted to point out just how requiring of additional education socialism is. So he comes back and posts on his own things. Conservatives, semicolon, lol, effective bureaucracy is impossible and just leads to blood-soaked tyranny. Interesting. Also conservatives, quote, we need hundreds of billions of more dollars for ... the Department of Defense. Okay, so maybe he's not talking about me, because I think we could more or less do away with the Department of Defense. I straight up think we do not need a Department of Defense. Straight up. I don't think we need it. I think we need an armed populace. I think we need a militia, meaning every military-aged man in America has a responsibility and a duty to protect his country. You have that, you're pretty much immune to invasion. You're pretty much immune to being overtaken. You're immune from outside forces coming in. But sure, we need a Department of Defense. Sure. But this reasoning of, I mean, God, it's like trying to deal with this is like trying to, like unfold an incredibly intricate origami sculpture. That it's like every fold you unfold reveals a new layer of stupidity or doublespeak or manipulation underneath it. And you just keep unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. And the more and more you go, it's like the deeper you get, the more manipulative it is. So he's saying that what we're saying when we say, this effective and impossible to corrupt and efficient bureaucracy is impossible. Since we know it is, they're saying really that effective bureaucracy is impossible and just leads to blood-soaked tyranny. I mean, has he ever heard of? I know it's this really obscure concept. It's an interesting thing that Chris Hayes may never heard of. It's often referred to as the history of the 20th century. Where every time socialism is attempted to be implemented, people that are not down with socialism don't want to surrender their will to the state. They are a threat to the entire system. So for the sake of the entire system, the socialists justify murdering or enslaving those people. This is just what happens. It's not, this isn't speculation. This isn't, bureaucracies are impossible. This is your expectations are a child's expectations. Your expectations are, I wish all of the plants were made out of candy so I could eat them. And it's like, okay, great. That's a dumb thing to think. You don't understand how the world works. You are living in a fantasy world where you can just subject everybody in America to your dictates, demand they think, act, behave, work exactly like you want them to. You, the government, who, you know, claims to speak for all the people in America, you think that they can just demand everybody do exactly what they do, and that somehow if somebody doesn't want to do that, it'll just be like, oh, that's fine. You don't have to. No, that's not how socialism works. Socialism is a totalitarian system. And they're trying to bring it. Like, they're trying to bring it right on. And then they, I mean, it's like they only have a couple talking points. So you got to cut them a little bit of slack. You know, one of the only talking points they have is that conservatives are warmongers. It doesn't work with us because we hate those people. We're one of the most powerful forces against the neocons. Okay, against the conservatives that are warmongering. Alex Jones for decades has been one of the strongest voices on the so-called right that's anti-war, viscerally, vocally, angrily anti-war. Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Donald Trump, all these people, anti-war. Oh, but that's just one of their talking points. So it's just, oh, we need hundreds of billions of dollars for the Defense Department. It's like nobody actually thinks that. Anyway, that's what got kicked me off Twitter. Is this retard? Oh gosh, excuse me. I meant gay retard. Now, moving on, shall we? We're going to talk about a little bit more from Donald Trump's Twitter because, again, it really illustrates exactly what the mindset of the cultural predators are. In the 9 o'clock hour, I will be joined by William Gein. In the 10 o'clock hour, I'll be joined by Dave Roberts, who you saw if you tuned in yesterday and saw the report that John Bowne did about the protests at the Texas Capitol about destroying Texas history. Gave a very impassioned and powerful speech during that protest, and is going to come on and tell us how you can write or call the Texas legislature and demand that they not rip down history that offends them, that they are not allowed to just decide that a memorial plaque or a statue that honors the dead ancestors of Texans just be ripped down because that period of time is offensive to liberals. So we're going to get into that in the 10 o'clock hour. Before that, I will be taking your calls. I will be talking about what Donald Trump has been tweeting and exactly why he talks about global warming in the way he does. It's funny, but it has a deeper point that the liberals seem to completely miss.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Harrison Smith sitting once again in for David Knight. We're going to move on to some of today's top stories. Of course, the top story of the day is the insane cold weather happening in the happening all over America, but specifically in the North and the Midwest. Temperatures plummet to negative 75 degrees. That is insane. I had never heard of it being negative 60 degrees yesterday, and now we're down 15 degrees from that. People are dying because of the cold. I'm not sure exactly what that count is now, but it's a tragic thing. Difficult to comprehend that in this day and age, people are dying from cold in America. Thousands of Minnesotans endure the coldest night in a generation because the power fails. Xcel Energy says equipment failures on power poles is leading to outages all over the metro area Tuesday evening. At the peak of the outage, about 8,000 residents were affected in the Twin Cities metro area. And of 11 p.m., less than 600 customers were still without power. The power grid is failing. People are dying on the streets, freezing to death. People are getting their coats stolen off their backs in Chicago by gun, at gunpoint. They're robbed of their coats and left in the cold. But you know, the Democrats know what's important, and they are spending all of their time and energy on aborting babies. We'll get to some more stories about that in a second. But Donald Trump tweets about the Midwest cold, and he says, "In the beautiful Midwest, wind chill temperatures are reaching minus 60 degrees, the coldest ever recorded. In coming days, expected to get even colder. People can't last outside, even for minutes. What the hell is going on with global warming? Please come back fast. We need you." And of course, this is treated as if Trump is the dumbest person ever. It's basically this fool. He's never read a book. He thinks that just because it's getting significantly colder means global warming isn't real. I actually overheard a conversation in a restaurant last year where they said, "Have you heard that the scientists or whoever, have you heard that they changed the phrase from global warming to climate change because, quote, dumb Trump supporters are too stupid to understand that global warming can make the weather colder?" Oh yes, we're the dumb ones. We're the dumb ones that find it a little bit strange that when they say global warming, what they mean is that the world is getting colder. Yeah, that's us being stupid, that we don't understand that. Here is the point of using the term global warming and rubbing it in their faces. It's because in the 70s, we had global cooling, and they demanded that we warm the earth as quickly as possible. Then in the 90s, we had global warming. They completely changed it. Nobody found that weird and particularly strange. That did a 180, and we're told that global warming is the end-all, be-all, the polar bears are going to melt. It's just going to be awful. And, you know, none of those predictions, those prophecies by our Lord Al Gore, ever came to fruition. And so they changed it to climate change to be like, well, you know, just bad weather is your fault. You know, if there's bad weather, it's because you haven't given us money, you fools. And in fact, this story on Newsweek was posted on Reddit. The headline on Newsweek is "Majority of Americans unwilling to pay $10 per month to address climate change, despite high belief in global warming." When it was posted on Reddit, the person posting it changed the title to "Majority of Idiot Americans Unwilling to Pay $10 per month." It's like, you idiots, you stupid idiots. You know, these giant corporations that are responsible for 70% of all noxious output, you know, 100 companies responsible for 70% of pollutants, big corporations, mowing down rainforests, just destroying the earth. Those factories in China that only exist because we incessantly push for globalization. Those giant tanker ships, something like 10 of which put out all the same pollution as every car on earth. Yeah, you got to give those people $10 or else it's your fault that the globe is being destroyed. Those people that own the corporations, that pay the government, that run the government, that are responsible for all the pollution, give them money or else it's your fault that the climate is changing. So this is a trick. This is a falsehood. And so when you use the term global warming, it's not about saying, oh, I don't believe that the temperatures are changing. I don't believe that climate is, you know, becoming more erratic or anything like that. I think that's imminently true. I think it probably has more to do with, you know, literal climate manipulation that places like Russia, China, and the U.S. are admittedly engaged in. I mean, I know I'm a conspiracy theorist, but when the governments of China, America, and Russia come out saying, yes, we have huge multi-billion dollar programs to actively change and manipulate climate patterns and seed clouds and, you know, just change the very cycles of nature. But, you know, it's your fault because you don't recycle. It's your fault because you use straws in your drink, you bigot, because as we know, climate change is racist. So that's why he's using the term global warming. He's pointing out that you are trying to change people's lives. You're trying to make laws. You're trying to create new taxes. You're putting burdens on the entire population of America that they don't deserve, that won't help the problem. And you don't even know what you're talking about. You don't even know what you're talking about. Your science utterly fails to predict things. I mean, do you know that the levels of the ocean went down? Do you know this? When the ice melted, or, you know, as the ice continues to melt in Greenland, the glaciers continue to erode, and that water then gets pushed off the land that's sitting on into the ocean, and that actually makes the oceans heavier, and so it pushes down the floor of the ocean. This is what actually happened. This is what scientists actually came out and said. They said, well, actually, it looks like something weird's happening where it's pushing the floor. We have no idea how delicately balanced in the environment of Earth is. I mean, there's a well in, I believe it's in California, or could be in Yosemite. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's basically, you know, there's a lot of interest in it because people have no idea where the water comes from or where it goes. They've done all these experiments where they throw trackers in to try to see where the water eventually emerges. And they just disappear. They can't follow them. And there are times where this pool of water in this spring suddenly erupts into crazy, geysers, and it rises and lowers. And they couldn't figure out because it wasn't corresponding to local seismic activity. They found a correlation between this spring in America and seismic activity in Central and South America. So earthquakes or seismic activity in Central and South America was causing one particular mysterious spring in California or Yosemite or Yellowstone. I can't remember exactly where it was, but it causes that to act up. Do you have any idea how little we understand about how the Earth operates? Do you have any idea, what the effects of, I don't know, purposeful, intentional scientific climate manipulation is down the road on the other side of the world? Do we have any idea? No, of course not. Is you throwing your Coke can in the recycling bin instead of the trash, does that actually help? Maybe a little bit. Maybe you don't fill up the landfills quite as fast. Sure, I'm for that. I think there should be less packaging, less plastics, less all this sort of stuff. But it's like an indulgence from the Catholic Church back then. It's like, sin all you want, and then just come pay us a little bit. You know, it's like, waste, just support these corporations. They'll just destroy the environment. Oh, but you recycle. Oh, but you sort your trash. So you're fine. Don't do anything else.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't let your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom.
Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Alright, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I will be joined on the other side of this segment by William Gein in the 9 o'clock hour, 10 o'clock hour. Dave Roberts Skypes in from Defiance Press. And we'll be talking about all sorts of stuff there. I want to go back to Donald Trump's Twitter, not to talk about climate change, although I should note that I went to the Google News page during the break there, and I saw the number one headline: extreme cold gripping Midwest does not debunk global warming, experts say. And I'll show you a video in a little bit here that really lays out exactly how absurd it is, the fear generated by so-called global warming, and how it really allows politicians to and corporations just get away with anything, because They just put off all the blame on the people, and they just act like, oh, this is, you know, it's just, anyway, I'll get into it. I'll show you that video in a little bit. I want to talk about this tweet series from Donald Trump, because I think it's very important. It's one of his long, you know, when he does these three tweet long sort of statements out on Twitter. He says, it's from real Donald Trump, quote, "When I became president, ISIS was out of control in Syria and running rampant. Since then, tremendous progress made, especially over the last 5 weeks. Caliphate will soon be destroyed. Unthinkable 2 years ago. Negotiations are proceeding well in Afghanistan after 18 years of fighting. Fighting continues, but the people of Afghanistan want peace in this never-ending war. We will soon see if talks will be successful. North Korea relationship is best it has ever been with U.S. No testing. Getting remains. Hostages returned. Decent chance of denuclearization. Time will tell what will happen with North Korea, but at the end of the previous administration, relationship was horrendous and very bad things were about to happen. Now a whole different story. I look forward to seeing Kim Jong-un shortly. Progress being made. Big difference." So once again, Donald Trump has to take to Twitter to try to get this message out, when really he should be celebrated for this. They should be talking about this on every platform, because as we know, North Korea was the big bad boogeyman when Donald Trump first went into office. We all remember these, should he be allowed on Twitter? He's threatening nuclear war on Twitter. Should he be allowed to have a Twitter? Should we kick him off? He's going to get us all killed. Now, of course, he's going to get us all killed because, you know, climate change. In fact, that's the other quote on the Google headlines. Seth Meyers on Trump, quote, he'll get us all killed. Yes, we're all going to die because Trump doesn't believe that you should, you know, pay the corporations that caused the pollution in order to fix the pollution. But back in the day, you know, back a year ago or so, a little bit more, North Korea, well, actually it was about a year ago. It was, you know, one of the first stories of the year was this, you know, nuclear Armageddon is imminent. Hawaii was getting these alarms saying that incoming ICBMs were about to take out the whole population. So, you know, if the media had just a shred of credibility, if they just had an ounce of principle upon which they stood, they would be cheering on Donald Trump. They would be reporting on the advances that he made in doing such an amazing thing and so drastically decreasing the threat of nuclear annihilation. Amazing. Same thing with Syria. Once again, I pointed out once again, the only times that the media has approved of Donald Trump in his entire presidency, the only times they actually came out and said, now he's the president, now he's, you know, acting presidential, is when he bombed a foreign country. This is your media, liberals. This is your media, leftists, you idiots. You think they're not warmongering? You think they're not part of the problem? You think they're trying to save us from the foreign wars? You think they're trying to help us get out of these quagmires and help save American lives and just help Americans? You're delusional. They literally do the one thing that you would never think they would do. I mean, if they have one principle, it's F Donald Trump. If they have one principle that they're pretty darn consistent on, it's we hate Donald Trump with a burning passion and nothing he will ever do will be approved of by us. They drop that. They drop their one principle. They drop their one thing that they hang on to. But only if it benefits infinite foreign wars. This is your media. This is your MSM. You fools. So, Donald Trump, I don't care what you say about him. He is trying to end wars. He is trying to stop the endless war that is perfetrated and benefits the military-industrial complex that has had a vice grip on our entire governmental and media system for decades. And Donald Trump is the most powerful weapon against that we've ever seen. That's why it's so frustrating when you see people who ostensibly don't want us to be in war. Ostensibly, you know, we have Chris Hayes talking about, oh, the Democratic or the Department of Defense is the only thing that the conservatives want to fund. All right, if you want to stop funding the Defense Department, why don't we stop these wars? That's a concept too complicated for Chris Hayes. That rattles his little brain around his head. Now, Chris Hayes is also in the news because he, maybe I should save this for an entire set. I got a lot of time left in this segment. I'll go into this because, one of the pieces of news that recently came out is that Stacey Abrams will be giving the, State of the Union response to Donald Trump. Now this is a yearly exercise in being forgotten. Right. I mean, we remember who gave the State of the Union response last year, right? I don't. I remember his last name was Kennedy, and I remember he was drooling the whole time, and it was incredibly awkward and cringe-inducing to watch. Now, they chose Stacey Abrams, who is, I remind you, the failed gubernatorial candidate in Georgia. She has recently, I guess, completed her thank you tour around the state of Georgia. At which point I tweet out, you know, this is the problem with career politicians is that if they don't win their office, they don't have anything else to do but travel around saying stupid stuff, trying to get media attention. It's what Beto did. He just drove around in an old car. His wife wouldn't buy him a better car. It's pretty sad. Stacey Abrams, gubernatorial loser, is now the face of the Democratic Party. Somewhat appropriate. And is now touring around Georgia saying thank you. Thank you for not picking me. Thank you for choosing somebody else. Maybe I'll join her. Maybe it is a good thank you tour. She's going around and thanking her people for failing. She is, you know, similar to Mr. Gillum, who also was a failed gubernatorial candidate in Florida, who now has a rather cushy job with CNN. Isn't that right? I think I heard that. So, yeah, these are the consolation prizes that the Democrats give to people who fail. Beto gets to run for president. Stacey Abrams gets to deliver the State of the Union. Andrew Gillum gets to become a pundit on CNN and probably paid six-figure salary. It's good to fail when you're a Democrat because success doesn't matter. You own the system. You control everything. You control the entire system. So even if you fail, that is celebrated in the media as if it's a win. And then you are given prizes for carrying the torch for the international bankers and, the controllers that are behind the scenes pulling the string. You behaved well as a puppet. You did as you were told. And now they reward you with a little treat. So that's Stacey Abrams. Let's go to this clip. It's, where's my list? It's, number four. This is Chuck Schumer confirming that Stacey Abrams, will be, giving the response to the State of the Union.
Stacey Abrams to deliver the Democratic response, and has she accepted the State of the Union?
Well, Speaker Pelosi and I are going to issue an official statement shortly, but yes, 3 weeks ago I called Stacey Abrams and asked her to deliver the response to the State of the Union. I was very delighted when she agreed, and she is just a great spokesperson. She's an incredible leader. She has led the charge for voting rights, which is at the root of just about everything else.
Did you hear that?
And she really
hear that?
Has, if you look at her background, she knows what working people, middle class people go through. So, yes, I'm very excited that she's agreed to be the respondent to the president and the State of the Union.
Did you hear that? He let it out. He let it slip. She has led the charge on voting rights, which is the basis for everything else. Thank you, Chuck Schumer, for confirming what we at InfoWars have been saying this entire time. They want the voting rights because to them, voting rights means illegals voting. It means ballot manipulation. It means popular vote tactics to steal elections.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
second hour
Liberty.
Of
It's Your
The
Movie.
David Knight Show.
This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight. This is the second hour. It begins. My guest in this hour is William Gein. We'll be talking about the collapse of globalism across the globe. And before we do, first we want to hear from John Bowne. Give this report.
Davos 2019 gave the outside world the attempted appearance that the elites concern themselves with the common human being.
Perceptions about how to balance the economy, to make it work better for a wider degree of people. I don't know how to summarize that in one word.
Can you one word?
It's one of the others.
The one word answer.
I would say technology and all the discrepancies that it's creating.
Rachel, I want to talk to you because according to the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, the world has 12 years left to prevent catastrophic global warming. How can the world's major economies use their combined market power to speed up climate-friendly development?
So this, the report that, to which you refer, was an opportunity to hit the reset button. And recalibrate again the ambition that has to be part of the dialogue between political leaders and people.
The forum launched a new initiative preparing civil society for the fourth industrial revolution, aimed at helping civil society meet the challenges presented by the rapid technological change.
You see at the moment, the privacy is sufficiently protected, or is there still a long way to go?
I think we as individual companies, to your point, cannot abdicate our responsibility. So for take even something that we recently called for, we're around facial recognition. Right? Facial recognition is a piece of technology. It's just going to be democratized. It's going to be prevalent. I can come up with 10 cases which are very virtuous and important that can improve human life. I can come up with 10 issues that are going to cause, you know, real challenges.
But as the New York Times reported, the AI revolution has the billionaires chomping at the bit. The New York Times wrote, in public, many executives wring their hands over the negative consequences that artificial intelligence and automation could have for workers. But in private settings, these executives tell a different story. They are racing to automate their own workforces to stay ahead of the competition with little regard for the impact on workers. All over the world, executives are spending billions of dollars to transform their businesses into lean, digitized, highly automated operations.
I think that the technology continues to advance, as we've heard, and the sets of skills continue to change. And at the same time as there are people and companies that can't find the workers with the right sets of skills, there are other workers that have spent their lives in doing one kind of job where machines can now do big parts or even all of those jobs. And so this is the essence of the mismatch. You simultaneously have people who finding their jobs automated. At the same time, technology is creating other new jobs. In the past 20 years, as David Autor pointed out, a lot of that has happened in the routine information processing work. You know, clerks, people doing information processing work that machines can now do. And a lot of those are middle-wage, middle-skill kinds of jobs, and those start disappearing.
Meanwhile, open society tyrant George Soros launched a 3,295-word attack on China. And as Zero Hedge reports, the billionaire Democrat donor made it clear that in addition to seeking the replacement of Xi, he would be just as delighted if Trump were also gone because since, quote, we are in a cold war that threatens to turn into a hot one if Xi and Trump were no longer in power, an opportunity would present itself to develop greater cooperation between the two cyber superpowers, end quote. Davos 2019 revealed that the sinister elite are still on a collision course in their game of chicken with the growing threat of populism. John Bowne reporting.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the second hour of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight on this, the 30th of January, 2019. I am delighted to welcome my guest, William Gein. He is one of the most foremost top experts in America about illegal immigration, immigration as a whole. He is a is the president and spokesperson of Alipac. That's A-L-I-P-A-C. You can find that at alipac.us or his website at williamgein.com and geinreport.com. Thank you so much for coming on, Mr. Gein.
Hey, really glad to be with you.
And, you know, you have been really, really dead set. You recognize the danger that illegal immigration posed 14 years ago. Now, I admit, up until, you know, fairly recently, I thought it was more libertarian to not have borders. I fell for the mind tricks, and I was not in favor of strong borders. I was not particularly angered at illegal immigration. And it really wasn't until the Donald Trump campaign, I actually looked at the arguments, and I realized, you know, what a danger it is, or what a cost it is. And I, you know, so I changed my thinking based on the evidence I was presented. But you knew about this seemingly before anybody was really raising an alarm bell or raising alarm bells about it. So what, you know, what was it that caused you to identify this problem so much longer before anybody else did?
Well, that's an interesting question. When I got started with this back in 2003, 2004, we had a lady running for governor in North Carolina. I used to manage campaigns, run campaign consulting business of my own, and had a pretty good track record. And a state senator named Fern Schubert asked me to come work on her campaign for governor. And she says, yeah, I want to make, I said that. She said, I don't know if I have very much chances of winning the Republican primary, but there's some issues. North Carolina at that time was giving licenses out to illegal immigrants. And so illegal immigration was just not on anybody's radar. And I worked with Fern, and we went out on the campaign stump and spoke to Optimist Club meetings and other places, and I saw people animate in ways that just surprised me, because I was a campaign consultant and I was supposed to know about these issues as it was. And I'm looking at first responders, police officers, paramedics, people who work at hospitals and maternity wards, going, oh my God, you wouldn't believe what's happening. And it's illegal immigration or illegal immigrant driven problems with crime and burdens on schools and healthcare. And we came out and we made an issue about it. My candidate was one of the first in modern history to make illegal immigration a campaign issue. And we were attacked by the socialist newspapers. They called me, they nicknamed me Bill the Butcher, because after some character in a Leonardo DiCaprio film, and because of my anti-immigrant, you know, and even though I've named my organization Americans for Legal Immigration,
right.
So I'm still the anti-immigrant racist hate monger. But since then, the issue has evolved. And when Donald Trump came along, the thing that that he did that helped the situation a lot, I believe, was he took it to the mainstream, because the Associated Press, MSNBC, CNN, and now even Fox News, they sanitize everything to where you can't have, like, the victims of illegal immigrant crimes on television.
Right.
Or on stage with you. And that's one of the reasons that we supported Trump originally. And one of the things that I'm in the unfortunate position of having to do today is to go out and try to rally Americans to our latest cause, which is trying to stop the amnesty legislation that Donald Trump is pushing in a similar fashion to what Obama and Bush tried to do. So while Trump has raised awareness on this issue, he's done some things here and there on illegal immigration issues that have been helpful. Overall, there are at least 10 major campaign promises he made on immigration issues that he's either unfulfilling or breaking, which leads me to pretty much my main point I wanted to share with you and your listenership today. I believe that there are three main reasons Trump is decreasingly likely to win re-election in 2020, and they're all tied to illegal immigration. I think that right now Trump's likelihood of being reelected are very low, and they're going lower daily. And it's not because of the, you know, it's not for what a lot of people would expect. It's not because of the Never Trumpers. It's not because of the unending assault by the mainstream media and the Soros groups. It's because of his own decisions and policies and promises that are not being filled to the expectation of millions of Americans like me who supported him very fervently. Because illegal immigration was the issue that elected Donald Trump. That was the issue that gave him the power to win both the GOP primary and against Hillary Clinton in the general election.
Mm. Yeah, it certainly set him apart from everybody else. And I know Ann Coulter has been really on his case about fulfilling these promises that he's made. Do you think that voters will blame Trump for this, or do you think, because in my opinion, it seems like he's doing everything that he can, but it seems like, from your point of view, and you, I mean, this is what you do, so I'm gonna, defer to your, expertise on this. Do you think that he is just, why do you think he's not fulfilling it? Do you think he's not trying hard enough? Or do you think he's being stymied? What's the problem here?
Well, you know, we get that question a lot. We got that question a lot when G.W. Bush was pushing amnesty. Everybody's like, why? Later, we learn more about the North American, what we call the North American Union or the Council on Foreign Relations calls building a North American community. Later, we found out about all these power groups and their plan to sort of create a economic bloc over Canada and Mexico, the United States, similar to the European Union. And things started to make sense to us. But the truth is, we can't really weigh why anyone else does other things, you know, especially not politicians. We can only gauge them based on what they say and what they do. And what Donald Trump has said recently by saying he's open to amnesty and immigration reform, which means amnesty, continuing DACA for 3 years, which for a lot of people that support Trump don't understand, DACA is an amnesty. So when he says it's not amnesty, but I want to continue DACA for 3 years, you know, it's disingenuous in my opinion. And I don't know if he's being advised by bad people. He doesn't get it, or maybe he wasn't the man he campaigned to be. Maybe, you know, he doesn't really believe in these things. We didn't have any evidence that Donald Trump really cared that much about illegal immigration or anything else until it became a vehicle by which to attack his political opponents. And he told us, and a lot of us gave him a chance on this, because he told us that he had had a conversion on this issue, that he had, you know, stepped in on. I think he tried to mention a recent headline or something about Kate Steinle's murder in San Francisco at the hands of an illegal immigrant on a pier that day. And he came under attack for it, and he fought back and won because he discovered something that I've known maybe longer than he's known in the 10 years I was fighting illegal immigration before Trump came along, that if you get past all the bogus polls and fake news and propaganda, 70-80% of Americans support humane deportation of illegal immigrants, sending them back home, which is what our current laws say is to happen, and what the United States Constitution says is to happen. Because in Article 4 of the United States Constitution, it says all states shall be protected from invasion. We are experiencing a form of invasion that is costing thousands of American lives each year, over $150 billion worth of federal tax drain alone, not counting the tax drain on the city, county, and state level. We have illegal immigrants stealing elections, overpowering school systems and medical facilities, you know, creating almost no-go zones in parts of L.A. where people who are Caucasian or black or, you know, can't really go safely.
That ties back into what you were saying about your sort of awakening to this, is that if you live a privileged life and you don't, you know, have to interact with, you know, people that police interact with or people that hospitals deal with, then you don't know that illegal immigration is a problem. It's only when you interact with the people that are actually on the ground having to deal with this massive influx of people, then you find out what the real problem is. So, you know, it's so interesting because it is only like the elite people that are untouched by this sort of stuff that are able to claim that it's not a big problem because they themselves don't experience it. And so, when we get back on the other side, I would love to ask you about a couple questions. There are now apparently three migrant caravans. One, just one of them, has 12,000 people making its way towards our border right now. What was this? Yesterday, you had hundreds of migrants cross the Arizona border after several busloads dropped them off in Mexico. I mean, this is a full-fledged push. This is an invasion, bar none. I mean, no qualifications needed. This is an invasion. So we're going to continue our talk with William Gein, williamgein.com. On the other side, don't go anywhere, folks. This is the most important topic of our time.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is, and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them
do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, welcome back. My guest is, once again, William Gein. He is the president and spokesperson of Alipac. That's A-L-I-P-A-C. You can find that at alipac.us. He's an expert at illegal immigration, immigration as a whole, and it's so important because this is the dominant topic of our time. Just to give you an idea, in case you haven't read the news recently, or in case you're, you know, too brainwashed by the MSM to understand what's going on, this isn't just the last week. You see these headlines. U.S. tracking three migrant caravans, one with 12,000 people as they approach America. This is from yesterday. Hundreds of migrants cross Arizona border after, quote, several busloads dropped off in Mexico. Hundreds of migrants. I mean, that is a caravan in and of itself that is just now here all of a sudden. We didn't hear about that till it was already here. Then you also have Texas says it found 95,000 non-citizens on voter rolls and 58,000 have voted. As a huge number in a state that actively tries to prevent that from happening, unlike other states. And then just yesterday, you have Chuck Schumer saying this.
Stacey Abrams to deliver the Democratic response, and has she accepted it to the State of the Union?
Well, Speaker Pelosi and I are going to issue an official statement shortly. But yes, 3 weeks ago, I called Stacey Abrams and asked her to deliver the response to the State of the Union. I was very delighted when she agreed. And she is just a great spokesperson. She's an incredible leader. She has led the charge for voting rights, which is at the root of just about everything else.
So there it is. And voter rights really is at the root of everything else, from Chuck Schumer talking about Stacey Abrams, who, of course, was embroiled in controversy during her campaign for the governorship of Georgia, when she basically said that undocumented workers were part of her blue wave. She basically implied that she wanted undocumented workers, citizens, not non-citizens, illegal immigrants, I'll stop using their words and use the right ones, that illegal immigrants would be voting for her. And here he says that's at the root of everything, is extending the vote basically to non-Americans. I think he sort of let that slip, that this is the foundation, this is what they're counting on in order to maintain power. So William Gein, I would like to ask you, what are the political implications of just this insane surge of illegal immigration across our border?
Well, you're hitting on the main topics we address and fight for improvement on at alipac.us, which, by the way, our website is the largest archive of information on the topic of illegal immigration, illegal immigrant voter fraud, the illegal alien caravans, Trump and immigration. We're the largest archive in the world on this. And we started back, you know, not long after InfoWars was really cranking in the early days and stuff. And we were able to get a lot of information out there through the new media, talk radio fused with the internet. And then Trump came in and picked our issues up and brought them even further out. And so that's why we're facing an unprecedented censorship. The type of censorship that InfoWars is facing, granted, we weren't yanked off 8 platforms in 24 hours. You guys hold the record on that. But we were early trailblazers in internet censorship against us. And even as I speak to you now, our social media accounts and our website, alipac.us, are all being suppressed. So the fact that you're hearing this, if you're out there hearing this web address, you know, we're breaking through to reach you, even to even hear that, because Google, Facebook, Twitter have decided you won't hear this information. Yes, it's very shocking. And we're about to run it up the flagpole about the 95,000 illegal or non-citizen voters found in Texas. But the thing that got me banned from Fox News, I'd already been, you know, marked off. I used to go on CNN, MSNBC, but they had all stopped talking to me because they didn't like my opposition to illegal immigration and my effect. Well, especially our effectiveness in stopping amnesty bills in D.C. But the last thing I said on Fox News before they yanked me, I was the first in-studio guest with Gretchen Carlson in the New York Fox studios on the historic Tea Party election day of April something, or was it November of 2010. And I laid it out for the Fox News viewership about how the Democratic Party was planning to use illegal alien and non-citizen voters to stop the Tea Party wave, especially in states like California, Nevada, Washington State, their stronghold states. And somebody picked up the phone and phone started ringing, and William Gein has never been seen in the flesh on Fox News since then for 8 years. Now, they quote me on things, and when I'm in the Washington Times or New York Times or something like that, they'll run my quotes on maybe like the Laura Ingraham show or the Tucker Carlson show. But in the last 8 years, evidence after evidence of evidence has come out that illegal immigrants and non-citizens are voting in large numbers across the United States. And one of the shocking things that I have to tell people that a lot of people don't understand is the only thing protecting our voter registration and our elections is a little box on a form that says, are you a U.S. citizen? Check yes or no. It's like when you're a kid and somebody's like, will you be my boyfriend in second right. or girlfriend in second grade, yes, no box. And if you check no and they start to process your application and say, oh, they check no, they're not a citizen, declined. If you check yes, you're registered to vote. You can vote in U.S. elections because no one on the county level, no one on the state level, no one on the federal level actually verifies your citizenship. That set question is only for those who feel threatened by the language saying you'll be fined $10,000 and go to jail for up to 5 years if you lie on this form. And an American like me, being a white European descendancy Christian male who is the bad guy in every commercial and movie you see these days, if I check the wrong box on there, I'm probably looking at jail time and $5,000 worth of fines. A non-citizen here in the state of North Carolina that was recently busted for registering and having voted in at least three different elections, the only reason they caught the non-citizen was the non-citizen made a mistake by using their green card on the voter registration application. All the illegal immigrants wow. and legal immigrants that are not allowed to vote that didn't use green cards were not detected. The judge lambasted the Board of Elections about it and fined the non-citizen $100 for voting in three U.S. elections. So
wow.
The quadruple felony of registering to vote as a non-citizen, voting in three elections, that's four felonies with, I think, max sentence 5 or 6 years, each one results in a $100 fine. So we've got a very serious problem here where our elections have already been compromised. And that brings me to the three main reasons that Trump is very unlikely to win in 2020. And maybe there's enough people listening, enough people we can organize through AllyPac the U.S. to do something about this before Election Day or not. One, Trump did not fulfill or has not fulfilled his promise to improve our elections integrity and remove non-citizen voters from the elections. He allowed that to stay in place without action. He told us that the Department of Homeland Security was going to do something about it, but under Secretary Nielsen, who is a Bush-era amnesty supporter, nothing has happened. And so we went through the 2018 elections getting beat up all around the country, especially in places where large numbers of illegal immigrants are already voting. And, of course, your character down in Georgia there talking about non-citizens being part of her blue wave, she's in on it. Schumer's in on it. These yeah. people know about it.
They're all in on it. They say, you heard from Schumer's mouth himself, this is the cornerstone of everything. This is the foundation. This is their tactic that they're using to overrun America with their ideology. Powerful stuff. That and more at AllyPac.us, WilliamGein.com, GeinReport.com. It's my guest, William Gein. Thank you so much for joining us here today and sharing that incredible information. AllyPac.us is where you find that information and more.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are halfway through this January 30th edition of The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Folks, I want to hear from you. I'm going to give out the number in this hour and go to your calls as soon as possible. The number to call is 1-888-201-2244, 1-888-201-2244. Lines are open. Topic is whatever you'd like to discuss. Obviously, illegal immigration is a huge one. But, you know, folks, it's so funny what they, it's not funny. It's amazing how they have been able to brand InfoWars, like brand as in like what you do to a cow, like indelibly scar us with the lies and falsehood of the mainstream media. I was, It's going to start the segment. You know, welcome back to the Sandy Hook Pizzagate report, because according to the media, according to the liberals out there, that's all we've ever talked about. That's all we ever talk about. That's all we ever say what are we up to? 10 hours a day, broadcasting, even more, you know, our website, 25 years of Alex Jones on the radio. All he's ever talked about, all we ever talk about, all these stories, this is all just Pizzagate and Sandy Hook, according to the mainstream media. And people believe that. I mean, it's been branded to us. It's been stuck on our forehead. It's been tattooed across our face. Is that, I mean, literally, this is it. This story is amazing. It's on Infowars.com. Nutjob leftist melts down, eats Infowars reporter's mic cover. Trump derangement syndrome strikes. And he responds, he tweets out, I will not be pressing charges against Pizzagate / Sandy Hook conspiracy Infowars reporter. It's just like, that's just part of our name now, according to the media, is just Sandy Hook / Pizzagate Infowars. Like, that is what they think our name is. That's what they just smear us with and have branded into our foreheads. And it's just an incredibly effective manipulation. It's an incredibly effective disinformation tactic that the mainstream media has been able to smear us with. It's utterly insulting. It shows the complete lack of knowledge that anybody who says that has of, there's the guy licking his finger and trying to touch Owen. It's just, these people are insane. But they have these people convinced. They have people convinced. It's like, that is what pops into their head. That's what every response, anytime Infowars is mentioned on the internet, that's, people pop up, well, I mean, Pizzagate and Sandy Hook, blah, 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 blah. It's like, I've hosted this show for weeks. I've done innumerable reports. I mean, I've worked here for 2 years. I have never once talked about Sandy Hook or Pizzagate. Never once. I was never told not to talk about them. It's just, these events happened years and years ago, are more or less, you know, false distractions to what we're actually talking about. It's incredibly frustrating. This is the power of the mainstream media, and this is what we're trying to fight against. And this is why we need your help, and we really do beg you to go to InfowarsStore.com and make a purchase. It'll help you. It'll be a fantastic product, whatever you get, whether it's our supplements, whether it's our brand-new Turbo Force, which I cannot recommend highly enough, or if you take advantage of these sales and get the Survival Shield X3, Super Meal Vitality, or Bodies at 50% off, you're going to be happy with your product, and you're going to help us. Because you know what we report on. You know we report on the facts. We report on the manipulation and the lies of the mainstream media. We report on the stories that they ignore, and we correct the stories that they try to deceive you with. Now, one of these main stories that we did cover hardcore, that was in the very beginning of the war room, this happened. It was the Las Vegas shooting. Now, years later, years and years later, the FBI has finally closed the case. They have finally determined that they don't know. They don't know. It happened. Case closed. That's basically the entirety of their report from the FBI about the Las Vegas shooting. So I would just like to take a trip back in time. And now we're going to watch a report by Paul Joseph Watson that was made just 2 days after the Las Vegas shooting. Because in reality, we know no more now than we did 2 days after the event. This is Paul Joseph Watson.
To be clear, this video contains no graphic images at all, and the second half will be a debunking of all the stupid conspiracies floating around about this tragedy. But first, let's discuss what's yet to be explained. Who was gunman Stephen Paddock's hotel room guest when he ordered room service for two people at the Mandalay Bay Hotel 4 days before the massacre? This is the receipt. There you see the number of guests, two separate meals, a code that means in-room dining, Mandalay Bay, and table number 32135, which equates to Paddock's room number 135 on the 32nd floor. Why did this receipt show him in the hotel September 27 when authorities said he checked in September 28? Who was his guest, and was it the same woman that warned concertgoers They were about to die.
So there was a lady who pushed her way forward into the concert venue, into the first row, and she started messing with another lady and told us that we are all going to die tonight.
Do you know why she was saying that? I mean, was this after the shots were fired? Or
it was about 45 minutes before the shots were actually fired, but then she was escorted out by security.
Obviously, this guest needs to be tracked down because he or she could have been in on the plot. Then we have this disturbing footage, and I'm not going to play it, but before the bit I am about to play, a man is walking through the site of the massacre after the shooting ends, trying to draw attention to people who are still alive so they can get medical treatment. It's horrific, it's chilling, but it proves that many people who lay there dying were still alive. Then this happens.
No EMTs, they've turned the lights off. Where are the EMTs? Why are the lights off?
We turned the lights off to secure the area.
Shooting's already stopped. Shooting was going on during the shooting. Now we need lights to assess victims and assign EMTs.
Okay, everybody right now that's here on ground is deceased.
No, they're not. I got EMTs working on the guy here. I got EMTs working on the guy here. I got an EMT and a nurse working on the guy over here. I need lights on. If you know how to do that, get these lights back on.
Okay, who are you?
So whoever made the decision to turn off the lights, did that prevent dying victims from getting help? Or was it a rational decision to avoid lighting up the whole area to prevent the further targeting of these victims? And remember, the shooting was over at this point, but you can see it from both perspectives, so you be the judge. Then there's this footage of victims running in terror while one group of people just nonchalantly stands there. One of them is even vaping as the gunshots go off. And the group only seems perturbed when a bullet literally almost hits them. And perhaps they were just completely wasted, but it's odd how some people behave differently to others in a crisis. We now know that gunman Stephen Paddock was prescribed diazepam, more commonly known as its brand name Valium, which is linked to aggression and violent outbursts. Although Paddock's massacre was obviously carefully planned in advance, did the drug contribute in any way to his egregious act of aggression? Authorities now acknowledge that the shooter could have been radicalized.
I want to understand the motivation that you describe, okay, to prevent any future incidents. And, you know, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? And we want to identify that source.
Which suggests they suspect there could be some kind of political or personal motive. Which brings us to the biggest thing yet to be explained, which is of course the motive, and if there was one. Given the nature of the event, intelligence expert Colonel Tony Schaefer was explicit in who he thought the gunman was targeting.
It's shaping up to be a very deliberate act of terror. This individual parallels in many ways by age and by predisposition of being unstable. The shooter who attacked Congressman Scalise back in June was a politically selected target. The perception
so
was
that is a Paul Joseph Watson report from just a few days after the Las Vegas shooting. It was a crazy time. We had people in studio that had been there at the massacre. We had gun runners for the FBI saying that this guy fit the profile. All sorts of speculation. But I'll get to the real point on the other side and your calls. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Las Vegas shooting was a crazy time here at InfoWars. I had a lot of people tell me, you know, they said, I've never really watched InfoWars before, but in the aftermath of that shooting, they would say, I'm glued to InfoWars. I have it on all day, every day, because you guys are the only ones presenting real information. You guys are the only ones letting this information get out there. We're the only ones showing the interviews of people on the ground, the lady in the taxi, showing gunshots coming from different directions, bringing on ballistic experts to explain exactly how it was impossible for a single gun to create the echoes and the gunshot sounds that we were hearing. We had people on talking about that were actually there on the ground, talking about what they witnessed. We showed you the videos of violence happening in the lobbies of hotels throughout Las Vegas on that day, the video of the Middle Eastern guy being escorted through the casino floor. The people, just the interviews of people saying, no, there were definitely two guns. The interviews of that lady that you saw in the last segment saying, yeah, somebody came up to her and said, you're all going to die tonight. We were the only ones bringing you this information. On the other side, on MSM, all you had was statements from the FBI. They would come out, they'd say something, the MSM would report on it. Then a couple days later, they would come back and contradict totally what they had said previously. And the MSM would report that and ask no questions about why it changed. We had Laura Loomer on the ground discovering things about the so-called security guard that would later appear on Ellen. There was so much weirdness that went on, and InfoWars was right in there getting the information out unfiltered, just straight to the people. You be the judge. We give you all the information we have. All the speculation from people on the ground. All of the interpretation from the experts. And we bring it straight to you, and that's why they fear us. That's why they have to kick us off. That's what they hate, is that we circumvent their narrowing and just selective choices of what information to get out, and especially the way they just completely defer to the authorities, despite the fact that the authorities are clearly changing their story day to day and offering no reason as to why it changes. So that is why InfoWars is feared. That is why we're powerful. That is what we are here for, to bring you the truth unfiltered and untwisted, unreserved. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com, make a purchase, and help us be that one voice in the wilderness, in all of the controlled media. We're the one voice that can get this information out there. There used to be a time that searching Las Vegas shooting, searching Sandy Hook, searching Pizzagate, searching any of these topics on YouTube would reveal thousands of videos that meticulously went through pieces of evidence that could have been searched through and studied, and you know, years later we could go back and understand how information proliferates, where inconsistencies lie, all these sorts of things. Now take a look at what happens when you search Las Vegas shooting on YouTube. Guys, can y'all search that and show me the results? We have Fox News, Bloomberg, NBC News, CNN, Fox News, Fox Business. Keep going. Fox News, Fox Business, NBC, CBS, Vice, Fox Business. It's literally nothing but the mainstream news. We told you yesterday they destroyed all. And there you have, of course, when we show up, it is who's that? Vice or Now This or CBC talking about how we are fake news when it comes to the Las Vegas shooting, because we were the only ones bringing you the reality. So that's why they want us off. That's why we need your support. And that's why YouTube is implementing this so-called conspiracy theory ban. They have eliminated that massive trove of research, that just unbelievably thorough and deep collection of information that was collected at the time, that was compiled by the people that were there, gone, wiped away. Now, when people go, look back into history and try to understand what happened during this event, what are they going to get? They're going to get the FBI report saying it was just some crazy guy. He was acting, out of no particular motive, and it happened exactly like we told you. And there isn't even anybody questioning it. The only people questioning it are crazy, insane conspiracy theorists that you shouldn't listen to anyway, because Sandy Hook Pizzagate. So that's the history they're setting up for us. That's the reality now. Free speech, gone. Speculation, gone. You have to be pre-approved by the journalists. It's absolutely insane. But I'll stop rambling about it, because I want to go to your calls, and I want to go to Tim in Seattle, who wants to talk about the Democratic Socialist Party. Thanks for calling in, Tim. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Harrison? You're doing a great job filling in for David. I just wanted to warn America that the Democratic Socialists of America are highly organized, highly motivated, commie radicals that are snatching up every single mystery that they can find, and they're just putting hate-filled messages in their head.
Exactly right. I talked about that pretty extensively yesterday. So tell me, what information do you have about the Democratic Socialists of America, and what makes you so scared of this force? I know what makes me scared, but what makes you scared, Tim?
Well, I attended a Wobbly meeting in Seattle this weekend. The videos are going to be taken off of YouTube. But most of them are DSA Antifa, and all they wanted to do was just create chaos in the workforce, create chaos in the school place, chaos wherever they go. If they feel disrespected, if they feel as if you're being, quote-unquote, S-H-I-T, they're just really, really childish. And there's over 184 contacts listed for the internet that you can find DSA members in America. 184. Yeah. And there's two congresswomen, one of them grabbing up all the headlines that she can find. And I think this is a really big threat that America should pay attention to as far as the radicalization of misinformed youth.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. It's a nation-ending threat, in my opinion. And if you're a television viewer, if you're watching on Infowars.com/show, we just showed the logo. There's the logo of the Democratic Socialists of America, two hands shaking in front of a rose. and it looks suspiciously similar to Ingsoc, the English socialist, aka the party from 1984. I mean, it's literally the same logo. It's just one has a rose and one has the V for victory. It's like they're right in your face telling you, yeah, we're the party from 1984. We're using the same tactics and we're going to bring down your country. Tim, what do we do to stop this in your opinion?
We need to, well, Proud Boys, their members need to fill up like by 10,000, you know, very soon. There just needs to be a physical presence on the street. I'm not calling for violence. I'm not calling for anything like that, but just a visual marker that says, hey, your weakness and your evil plot is not going to work.
And yeah, that's exactly right.
Simply needs to happen. There has been no kinetic energy. You know, there is no war in the streets right now. But if you guys actually just go out there, get off your fence, put down your football jerseys, and put on a flag, put on a patriot, get motivated, get informed, you might save this country from being overhauled by these. And they're highly motivated. DSA, the Wobblies, the Antifa, this is all one of the same organization.
Yep. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And, you know, we need to take a lesson from their playbook and get organized and go
they
in
are.
And infiltrate these groups. Just go join one, give them a fake name or whatever and go sign up and sit in on their meetings and then come back and report to us what they're saying, what they're organizing so we can fight back. Like, we need to get in there, get in the fight, get people infiltrating them, reporting back what they're doing, finding out what their plans are so we can combat them. Right now, it's like they're this highly organized, you know, ant colony beneath the surface that we don't even see. We need to find out what they're doing. We need to watch their media. We need to join their Facebook groups. We need to join their groups in real life and determine what exactly is going on so we can fight them. Very important stuff. Yeah, you know, along with illegal immigration, this is the big movement that's coming on. Thanks so much for the call, Tim. Jim in Georgia, you got 1 minute. What do you got?
It's good to talk to you.
Thank you
for your patience. About 2 months ago, I had a stroke, but I'm coming back slowly. I want to impart to the people, have you forgotten what the TPP represented and the Paris Climate Accord? I mean, have you forgotten? I mean, I'm not talking about you personally.
No, I get it.
I'm talking about the people that are leaving. Listen, I'm very upset about certain things. Right.
Tell you what, Jim. Hang on the line. We're going to go to break, but when we get back, I'm going to give you plenty of time to talk. We're not going to hang up. We'll get more from Jim on the other side. I want to hear what he's saying because he's making a good point already, and we're going to let him have all the time he needs to say it. So, Jim in Georgia, we'll get back to you in just a second. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, everybody else, go to InfoWarsStore.com during this break. Make yourself a purchase. Help us fight this fight. We'll be right back on the other side.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. I tell you, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go.
Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of the David Knight Show begins. In the next segment, I will be talking to Dave Roberts, and we'll be talking about his protest at the Texas State Capitol and about cultural terrorists, as he puts them, and I put them cultural predators. We'll talk about that in just a minute. First, I want to go back to these phone lines. Jim in Georgia was making a fantastic point about the sort of ingratitude people are showing to President Trump. We forget just how much this guy has done. Jim from Georgia, take it away.
It's so true. Listen, I have my issues. They are large, and I have a real problem. I think the incentives being taken away are a bigger wall than the wall, but I think a wall is good too. But I'm waiting on that. I'm waiting. I know the feeling. I know the feeling. But right now we would be destitute if the TPP and the Paris Climate Accord had gone through and stayed. We would be done. And in the process of really being done. Now, I think wouldn't it be nice if we had President Trump fighting from where he sits, and then we the people did our job, and we did what we were supposed to do constitutionally. Wouldn't it be nice for one time to have a president that understood what the people were doing? And we went out and fought the way we should as we, the people, under the Constitution.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And the underlying thing that, sort of goes through everything that you're saying is that when Trump can do it himself, he does it. When it's up to him to cancel the TPP, boom, canceled. When it's up to him to get out of the Paris Accord, boom, we're out. When it's up to him to negotiate with North Korea, boom, we get peace. When it's up to him to get out of Syria, boom, we're out. It's only when it's something that he needs help with, like the wall, where he needs Congress's support, that's the only thing that he hasn't been able to achieve. Everything that has been on his shoulders, he's been able to achieve. Now, the argument is that, well, he probably could achieve that other stuff if he were to exceed his power. So it's almost like, by refusing to abuse his power, by maintaining the system of checks and balances, he's not getting stuff done. But he should be praised for that, not condemned for not getting things done. He's acting in the way that everybody thinks presidents should act, that, hey, if you can't get it through Congress, you don't just go around him and do an executive order. You negotiate with him and you try to get it done. Whereas previous presidents just said, you don't want to pass this law, I'm just going to sign it into law anyway and go around you and abuse that power. So absolutely fantastic points from Jim in Georgia. Before I let you go, any final words?
Well, I just say, please remember the TPP and the Paris Climate Accord. They are trying to tax what we exhaled.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid, please.
Thank you so much, Jim from Georgia. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. And, what we need to be doing, honestly, is what the yellow vests are doing in France. I mean, that movement is basically bringing down the French government, is terrifying the rest of the EU, has full support, of the Italians. I mean, we need a movement like that. But right now we have Trump and everybody's sort of patiently waiting for Trump to fulfill these aims. But as Jim from Georgia points out, we need to get out there. We need to be involved. You need to be making posts. You need to be standing up to these cultural terrorists. You need to be standing up against Antifa and the Democratic Socialists and all these people who are well organized, who have nothing better to do than try to force socialism on America. I know we have jobs, we have kids, we have responsibilities, but you know, in my opinion, no responsibility is higher than just being a patriot, being an American, fighting for this country. Because if we lose that, then we lose everything else. So we got to fight for a country. We got to support President Trump.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the third hour of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight on this Wednesday, January 30th, 2019 edition. I am very happy to welcome my next guest, Dave Roberts. And I take full responsibility for not having him on earlier. He's somebody I've wanted to get on as a guest for a very long time, ever since we met at Phonoscope in Houston. Just very interesting guy, very passionate guy, hardcore patriot, hardcore Texan. He is the publisher. You can find his website at defiancepress.com. His Twitter is also Defiance Press. Thank you so much for joining me, Mr. Roberts.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for having me.
Now, you gave a very passionate and powerful speech to the Texas legislature here just a little while ago, just last weekend, actually. And I actually want to roll this clip right now. I want people to see exactly what you said, and so they can hear it, and then we'll talk about it after. So this is Dave Roberts in the Texas Capitol protesting the removal of a plaque commemorating people who fought in the Civil War. Let's go to that video now.
And you have Mr. Leach here, who publicly stated that he would put a sledgehammer to the plaque if it was up to him. And I will tell you how deeply offensive that is, because that's like him saying that he would take a sledgehammer and go out into the cemetery where my ancestors were buried and knock over the headstones with a sledgehammer, okay? You know, ISIS does this.
That's right.
ISIS goes around and destroys historical religious sites, and I call it cultural terrorism. This board has participated in done cultural terrorism. You remove something that you had no business removing without public input, you know, and so my question is, who in the heck do you think you are?
Who in the heck do you think you are? What a great question to ask them. What was it like engaging this protest? You just want to give us a little run through about what exactly this protest was about and what it felt like to be able to, you know, shout down the legislators like you did. So, I would say heroically there. I mean, thank God you're there to help protect our history. So what was that like, Mr. Roberts?
Yeah, Harrison. So this, so just a little bit of background on this. The Texas Preservation Board, which is responsible for the upkeep of the Capitol, some other grounds too, but mostly the Capitol and all the historic monuments on it, was given the authority to do this by the Texas legislature years ago. And there's a Confederate plaque that has been there since 1959 that commemorates the sacrifices made by the Confederates that fought from Texas. But there's also a statement on there that's highly controversial. It says that the cause of the Civil War was not slavery. And so that that plaque has sat there for 59 years through 11 governors and 28 sessions of the legislature, and then one rep named Eric Johnson out of urban Dallas has had an issue with that plaque because I think his office is two doors down from it and has been raising heck with the preservation board to remove that plaque. They, during Christmas and in between state legislative sessions, this five-member board voted on themselves to remove the plaque with no public input. And then after they voted on it, it was removed within 24 hours in the dark of night. When you came back to that spot in the Capitol, it was painted over like the plaque never existed. Now, the mere reason for this hearing is because I pressed this. And we got a lot of people. There was a furious amount of activity for 2 weeks prior to this. They weren't even going to let us speak, and they finally had to relent and let us speak. And if there's, I think, 32 or 34 other people that also spoke at this event, which I appreciate. Some of them I knew, a lot of them I didn't, who are also in favor of restoring this plaque. So the fact that, you know, the point of this is whether somebody agrees with what's on the plaque or not, the fact that five members of the preservation board can make the decision for all of us with no public input, that puts all the rest of the monuments at the state capitol at risk. It puts the Alamo at risk. It puts San Jacinto at risk. And it sets a horrible precedent that these Republicans that sit in office in Austin have deemed themselves the dictators and decided that they can do whatever they want to do and not get any public comment about it.
Yeah, and I loved how you put it. You know, it's like you're taking a sledgehammer to the gravestones of my ancestors, because that's what this is, our history that they find offensive and are trying to destroy. It's absolutely unconscionable.
Well, Jeff Leach, who's one of the state reps out of Plano that sits on that board, is actually, the sledgehammer comes from him, because he was quoted in the Texas Tribune as saying that it was up to me, while the plaque was still there, it was up to me. I take a sledgehammer and I walk down the hall and I destroy it with a sledgehammer. Well, first of all, I don't think Leach has ever held a sledgehammer in his life. But secondly, that was all that needed to be said to put me into action. And he's actually not only not recanted or apologized for that comment, he's taken ownership of it and he's actually proud of it. So, thank you, Jeff Leach, because it sure got us motivated.
Yeah, I mean, it shows just the sheer level of childish emotionality that is driving these people. And so what has been the result of these hearings, and what can people do now? I know there's a 90-day window. Could you explain to folks how they can help fight back against this cultural destruction?
Well, Leach and the other preservation board members, and by the way, conspicuous by their absence, the Lieutenant Governor, the Speaker of the House, Bonin, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick are also on that board. They knew there was going to be a public outcry at this meeting, and so they chose not to show up. So they sent their cronies from their staffs to sit on that preservation board because they didn't want to face the music from constituents who are complaining about this unilateral action that they had no business doing. But what happened during that meeting, I think there was 34 people that spoke, and 32 were in favor of restoring the plaque and were very upset with this board. And so Jeff Leach, feeling the pressure, offered a 90-day cooling-off period where they would take input from the public about what to do with the plaque. Well, he should have done that. They should have done that before the plaque was ever removed.
Right.
So so we're encouraging people to send a preservation board messages to – and we'll broadcast that so everybody's got it later. I don't know what the email address is. To restore that plaque. But I have a feeling this is going to come down to a legal fight, which I'm prepared, and many of us are prepared to take that course if necessary to get that plaque restored. But it, you know, whether or not you agree with the plaque that you're seeing here about what, you know, and which is a whole different discussion, in my opinion, about what's on the plaque. It's the fact that five people can do it without any public input. And let me tell you, these guys have their sights on the other Confederate memorials, the beautiful memorials that are on the state capitol grounds. They have their eyes on the cenotaph at the Alamo, Alamo Plaza. If we let them get a foothold here, they can destroy our entire history in Texas and rewrite it. And so that's why we're so passionate about defending it.
Yeah, and it's I talked about it yesterday, how, you know, America is this special beacon of freedom in the world, and Texas is sort of, you know, unique in America and how we value freedom as well. So we're a very unique and special place, and, you know, they're going after us as hard as they possibly can. I mean, 2020, the Democrats have set their sights on Texas. They're flooding us with illegal immigrants. They're just targeting us super, super hard. We have Californians moving in and trying to change the laws to be more like the state that they've already destroyed. And so, you know, it's a domino effect where if Texas falls, America falls, the world falls. It's like, this is where the battle happens. And, you know, I've said it before, so we defended the Alamo once, we'll do it again. So, you know, don't try to take our history from us. So you have 90 days. You have 90 days to, we're about to go to break, but I just want people to know you have 90 days to put your comments in to the Senate Preservation Board here in Texas. Send them an email, give them a call, make your voice heard, and demand that they ask us before they destroy our history. You know, at least put it to a public vote, and you see it every time they did it in UT. They do it on the Capitol. They come in the dead of night with a crane to take away a statue that offended somebody, and they hope nobody even notices. They hope we don't notice that they're destroying our history. These are landmarks in time that show us how far we've progressed as a civilization. It's about honoring your past and honoring the sacrifices of those that came before you. Dave Roberts is doing it. We thank him so much, and he'll be back on the other side to tell us more about these cultural terrorists trying to tear down our country.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex J.
Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're fighting the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm talking to Dave Roberts. You can find his website, defiancepress.com. His Twitter is also Defiance Press. He's a publisher. He's also an author. Purge on the Potomac is his newest book. It is a sort of alternative history reality that talks about the collapse of the American government and what the reaction to that would be. Really great stuff. Now, we listened to in that last segment the speech that you gave in condemnation of the preservation board, so-called preservation board, that decided unilaterally without any input to take down a plaque that had been hanging in the Texas Capitol since the Daughters of the Confederacy put it up 59 years ago. And you used a term in that speech that I latched onto because I used a similar one. You called these people who are destroying our history and who will just destroy any fact or history or anything that offends them, you called them cultural terrorists. Pretty similar to a term I use. I call them cultural predators because I wanted to kind of play off the sexual predator term and say, well, these are cultural predators. We did not give permission. We did not give consent to have them put their hands on our culture. We did not consent to them to do what they will with our culture, with our country, with our nation and our people. And you use the term cultural terrorist. You know, you're an author, you're a wordsmith. Where does this come from and why do you see them as cultural terrorists? Why do you use those words?
Well, actually, when I was trying to get support for attendance at this hearing. By the way, I think there was over 100 people in the audience. Yeah. They actually stopped taking requests to speak because they, for the time that was allotted, they couldn't support them all. One of my buddies had sent me a GIF of ISIS with sledgehammers knocking down a religious site somewhere in the Middle East.
Right.
And it just occurred to me. I said, you know, these guys are no different than ISIS, and they're cultural terrorists. So it just came to me when I saw that video of ISIS doing that, and in the leaks taking a sledgehammer to it, and it was extremely offensive. And I had no other way to do that, to classify that other than, you know, cultural terrorism. So that's just something that popped in my head, and I used it in describing them. And that's because that's exactly what they are. But you could call them cultural predators. You could revision history. You know, the whole deal over the slavery issue, which is a completely different debate. And they think that that's settled history, which it's not. It is for us. Because we know, yeah, there you go. That's actually some of the part of the video that I saw.
Yeah.
So
no, they're doing exactly the same thing, and it's to serve their religion of the state, to serve right. Their religion of liberalism, and it's to eliminate any sort of blasphemous information that contradicts them. And the sheer lack of historical literacy. Historical knowledge allows them to get away with this type of stuff because, I mean, you talk to liberals down the street, literally their comprehension of history, their concept of history goes Hitler, slavery, that's it. That's all they know. I mean, literally they have like 2 points back in history and they don't know the context of anything. They don't know, you know, why these things happen to happen. They, you know, boil it down to slavery, Hitler equals white people bad. That's all they know because that serves their ideology. And that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, if you ask the average person on the street, you know, the causes of the Civil War, I mean, it's a result of a liberal public education. So,
yeah.
You know, in a research for my next book, Harrison, some of the data that we pulled, because, you know, we've asked people who was, you know, what countries did we fight in World War II? Who bombed us on December 7th, 1941? And you get people say Germany. Do you know that in 1776 that the American colonists were the most literate society on the history of the earth? I mean, the average American colonist knew civics, knew all of the issues, were well versed in government, even though they didn't like their government with the British monarchy. They were extremely civically literate. Today, per a Wall Street Journal article that I'm quoting in the book, less than 29% of Americans could pass the basic immigration civics test it takes to get citizenship.
Yeah.
And so when people start recreating this history, they have nothing to fall back on because they're historically and civically illiterate. And so we're fighting an uphill battle of trying to teach people why it's important to keep these monuments and these statues. And we'll commonly be called racist. I mean, that's what everybody, and by the way, Harrison, you haven't noticed, you'd be better off being defined as a terrorist today than a racist. So
that's such a good point.
Sure. You know, that's the fallback for all the progressives is, and to be honest with you, the Republican Party disgusts me. They're so weak on messaging. They're spineless. Look at this preservation board. Look at these guys, and even Governor Abbott, who has publicly said that he would defend these. The first opportunity that he gets, he crawfishes and bows to the political correctness. Patrick, too. These guys are all talk. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's all talk. Show me by your actions that you're willing to preserve history and protect these monuments, or do like other states did. I think my brother, Donnie Roberts, had a great point in that hearing, is when you've seen these issues with the Confederate flag in other states, they've actually put them to a vote. And for some reason, these guys, their elitism, they want to make that decision for all of us. I'm not afraid of a vote, but there was a recent poll that was put out by the Courageous Conservatives, and 78% in the poll supported keeping these monuments. So what are they afraid of? Put it to a vote if you think that everybody wants these removed, because I guarantee you they'll stay.
Right. And this was always my problem with the tearing down of statues, and I would talk about it on Facebook or whatever, and I'd get a ton of people saying to me, well, you want these racist statues up, and say, no, this is mob action. This is insane. You know, just a few crazy people are allowed to just go up and sledgehammer whatever statue they want. This is wrong. It's not about even what the statue represents. I could care less about that. It's about whether or not we give over to utter mob violence and just the anger of a few super angry people are allowed to just exert that anger on everybody else with no pushback. And then, of course, you just have to look at Steve King, to your point about the Republicans. They fold so fast on a misquote by New York Times and just throw Steve King under the bus because he dares to basically say the same things that we're saying right here. And so just in the last minute or so here, where can people find you? Where can they buy your books? And what's ahead for Dave Roberts?
Well, first thing I want to do is give them the email address that the Preservation Board has given us for this 90-day comment period. And I would ask that your listeners and viewers flood this. I'm not telling you what to tell them. I'm just saying flood it with responses because they're going to look at this and see, you know, what the ratio is of people supporting restoring this. Are you know, wanting to mothball it. And that web address, that email address is webmaster@TSPB, which stands for Texas State Preservation Board. T like Tom, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, B as in boy, tsbp.texas.gov. Webmaster@tspb.texas.gov. And that
okay.
is where
to, yeah. send your comments in, tell them what you think. Go to DefiancePress.com or follow Dave on Twitter @DefiancePress. That's Dave Roberts, author, publisher, patriot, standing up For Our History webmaster at tspb.texas.gov. Thanks so much, Dave.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. With the power of the First Amendment, it's the David Knight Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand the intense level of evil and power-hungry, just inhuman filth that comprises the Democratic Party? Are you fully aware of it yet? Are you still a Democrat, or have you opened your eyes to the reality of what is going on. Now, we really have to just look at the definition, the basic definitions of the words Democratic and Republican. These are foundational terms that help us understand the positions of both parties, of both sides. Democratic means appealing to the masses, appealing to the lowest common denominator. Now, the reason that this is not particularly appreciated by Republicans is because it's so easily abused. And of course, you just have to look back in history, look at the way that the Roman Republic fell, and you'll see accusations between senators of bribing, but not bribing senators with money, but bribing constituents with giveaways for their votes. And this is something that Democrats don't understand, and that this hit me like a ton of bricks when I understood it. And I was listening to the History of Rome podcast by Mike Duncan, which is absolutely excellent, by the way, and I highly recommend it, as with the Revolutions podcast by Mike Duncan, who is an Austinite as well. It really makes you understand that this isn't just, rich people who hate poor people and want to deny them anything and want to steal from them and hoard it all in the government. It's the idea that you can gain governmental power by offering free stuff to voters. It's very, very simple that this is a form of bribery. This is a form of corruption. This is a form of vote buying. When you say, hey, vote for me and I'll give you all free stuff, and then they vote for you, you give them free. That's not being elected on a platform. That's not something that's, serves the overall wellness of the state or helps, provide a better life for the people in your country. It is simply a way to gain power by giving away other people's money. You promise stuff to people who don't have anything. You promise, hey, if you vote for me, I'll go take stuff from the people that do have stuff and I'll give it to you. It's a form of bribery. This is what democracy allows. It's why we don't want democracy. It's why democracy was a dirty word to the founders of this country. They used it as a word to describe chaos, as a word to describe mob rule. That's what we're seeing here. Mobs, not jobs. That was the 2018 slogan that President Trump came up with, because that's exactly what we're dealing with. We're dealing with mob mentality. We're dealing with a huge swath of Americans who have been crushed by a failure of an education system, a failure of health with the vaccines and the chemicals in the water and the chemicals in the food and the plastics everywhere and the lowering of testosterone on an industrial scale. What you're left with is people who are weak, people who are dependent, people who don't have historical knowledge, people who don't feel like it's up to individuals to live their own lives and provide for themselves, but feel like it's right and proper to leech off of others. So the reason that this is so important to understand, this very clear and fairly simple distinction, is because this is yet another front in which the Democrats are waging complete war against us, against Americans, against Republicans who believe that the people that should be, deciding the direction of the country need to be upstanding citizens who have, proved their value, who actually, provide for other people, provide for themselves and support the state, rather than having the people who depend on the state simply going in and voting for more state. You see what I mean? Do you see how simple this is to understand? And do you see why we now have 12 states enacting a national popular vote into law? 172 electoral votes will now be given to the winner of the national popular vote. Do we understand what's going on here? They are undermining the electoral college system at the state level. States themselves are deciding by themselves to eliminate the electoral college. I mean, if you don't know what the Electoral College is and you don't know why it's there, then sure, get rid of it. Who cares? This is why they don't want us to know history. This is why they don't want us reading what the founders wrote. This is why they don't want people who care about freedom and liberty to have a voice, because they want to tell you, well, the Electoral College is just evil and we're just going to get rid of it and just go straight to popular vote, because they know that they can appeal to the broad masses. They own the media. They own all of, you know, all the big trumpets out there to get their message out. So they're able to brainwash just a huge swath of low education, low information, selfish and dependent voters by just offering to give them things. And, you know, the people out there, they're just like, hey, I'm getting free stuff. Great. They have no desire to extrapolate that and take it to its next level and go, okay, now where's this money coming from? All right, what else would this money have been spent on if it wasn't being given to you? Is it really better to have, you know, just be giving money to a bunch of people so they can buy, you know, a little like temporary things that just sort of come and go and are just gone, and all of the money goes to, you know, Frito-Lay and Coca-Cola and just gets taxed from people who have worked and saved that money. You take it from them, you give it to people who are poor, they just spend it and give it right back to the corporations. And it's this lowering of, you know, you need, like, we need rich people to get new stuff. Do you not understand that, like, now we have these things in our hands, cell phones that are just incredible devices. Pretty much everyone can have them. I mean, the price is going up. They're freaking expensive now. But the only reason that we're able to have that is because back in the day, really rich people wanted a cell phone, so they paid for it. The technology got cheaper and better as it went. That's how technological advancement happens. That's how financial advancement happens. That's how political advancement. I mean, if you just lower it all to the lowest common denominator, then it's very, very easy to manipulate things. So now 12 states possessing 172 electoral votes have enacted national popular vote into law. So while we aren't looking, while we're not paying attention, while we think that, you know, the established method of electing presidents is can only be manipulated at the national level, it turns out they are at the state level destroying our republic and turning it into a democracy because they know how easy democracies are to manipulate. They don't actually want to help the people that they claim to want to help. They want to brainwash those people into giving them power, into depending on them, so they have total control over those people. They want to provide those people with everything, because somebody that provides you with everything can take everything away from you. So this is an incredibly dangerous thing. This is, I mean, you just have to look at, like, so you have states now going to give their electoral college votes to whoever wins the national popular vote. You have them just bussing in by the hundreds and by the tens of thousands illegal immigrants who they are then allowing to vote. And there you have the perfect recipe for undermining our very republic. I mean, this is the stuff that if we were like a real country, if we hadn't been just completely brainwashed and destroyed by estrogen and chemicals and all this and lack of education, all this stuff, we should be fighting a civil war over this. I'm not even kidding. This is civil war level destruction of our ability to pick our leaders. This is undermining the very foundation of the way we choose our leaders, and it's being done on a state level where we don't even notice it's going on. This is the level of organization, manipulation, and just sheer, you know, political power that these people enjoy, that they hold. And we're not, I mean, we don't even know about it. 12 states already possess this law, the national popular vote law. So if this were to have been in place, that's 172 electoral college votes that would have gone to Hillary Clinton last election. That's why they're doing it. That they're so short-sighted. They lose the electoral college once. They're like, get rid of it. No consideration for what goes on in the future. This is incredibly dangerous.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You saw it last week, ladies and gentlemen, when New York City passed the abortion law, more or less up until the point of birth. It is now legal to kill your child in New York City as long as you suffer so-called mental health distress. This news of this was, of course, treated like they won the Super Bowl, with people standing up and cheering in the State House, a image that should really churn the stomach of any feeling human being that isn't just utterly brainwashed and de-souled. What's a good term for that? Like they have sucked your soul out. You are an empty vessel now. You are a zombie. You have been zombified. Well, that happened in New York City. Now we have Virginia Democrats introduce bill to allow abortion right before woman gives birth. This is by Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars.com. Virginia House Democrats are now proposing legislation that would allow abortions to be performed right up until a woman is giving birth and after she is dilated. So literally as the baby is coming out. I mean, this is infanticide. So what this should read is Virginia Dems introduce infanticide bill. The Repeal Act, introduced as House Bill 2491, would eliminate all existing restrictions on abortion in the state of Virginia, allowing third trimester abortions to be performed if a doctor judges that the baby is a threat to the, quote, mental or physical health of the woman in a, quote, substantial and irredeemable way. I'm just going to read this verbatim. During an exchange during an exchange between Todd Gilbert, Republican Shenandoah, and Kathy Tran, Democrat Fairfax, the full horror of the legislation was slowly realized. Gilbert says, "So how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?" Tran says, "It's very unfortunate that our physician witnesses were not able to attend today." Gilbert, "No, I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?" Tran, "Or physical health." Gilbert, "Okay, I'm talking about mental health." Tran, "Through the third trimester." The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks. Gilbert, "Okay, but at the end of the third trimester?" Tran, "Yep, I don't think we have a limit in the bill." Gilbert, "Where it's obvious a woman is about to give birth, that she has physical signs that she's about to give birth, would that be a point at which she could still request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating." Tran, "Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would make at that point." Gilbert, "I understand that. I'm asking if your bill allows it." Tran, "My bill would allow that. Yes." Tran justified the bill by claiming existing restrictions cause emotional stress for, quote, low-income women and women of color in Virginia. So low-income women and women of color in Virginia apparently have emotional distress at the fact that they can't kill their child. Tell you what, low-income women and women of color in Virginia, buck up. Get over it. This is awful. This is evil. This is infanticide. Literally during delivery, she's already dilated. She's in the hospital ready to give birth to her child. And this bill would allow that child to be killed. This is what we're facing. This is the level of inhuman, satanic, human sacrifice that is being not just pushed, but celebrated. Because apparently if you don't want women killing their babies, well, you're just a racist woman hater. There they are in the New York state legislature, cheering, clapping, all decked out in pink, perhaps for the blood spilt on their behalf. I mean, this is literal satanic human sacrifice sacrament. State to state, it's being passed. Here's a very interesting little tidbit for you in case you don't know. Roe versus Wade is, of course, the law that was passed that allowed abortions to be performed the way they are in America. Did you know that it was all based on a lie? Do you know that law that now you liberals are saying, it's the law of the land, it's the law of the land, we can't change that, it's the law of land, all built on an utter lie? The admission of that lie coming from Norman McCorvey herself, the woman who claimed to have been gang raped and was the plaintiff in this Supreme Court decision that allowed abortion. We have a video on this, clip one. Roe versus Wade was passed because Norman McCorvey lied about being raped.
Jane Roe's story was a terrible one. She said she had been gang raped, gotten pregnant, was desperate to get an abortion. That's what everyone believed, as long as Jane Roe remained anonymous. When she went public, she told a different story.
You were raped while you were in Georgia?
No, I wasn't.
You were not?
No, I wasn't.
So all those stories that are in the books and so forth are not true?
Yes, sir. Yes.
They're not true.
Right.
And it turned out that lying wasn't the only embarrassment this darling of the pro-choice forces presented. In her personal treatise published last year, Norma McCorvey told the story of her somewhat sordid life. Then she still adamantly supported abortion. Now she adds that to the list of sins she took with her into the baptismal pool.
I've cheated people out of money. I've sold drugs. I was an abusive alcoholic for, you know, many, many years. I've done a lot against his teachings. But I think the far greater sin that I did was to be the plaintiff in Roe versus Wade.
So there you go. The law itself that abortion, that allows abortion the way it is in America, built on an utter lie, a complete fabrication, should be completely withdrawn because of that. That graphic that was just up calls it a Holocaust of the unborn. Do you have any idea how many babies are killed in America every single year? Do you know that over half of black pregnancies end in abortion? This is a Holocaust every year that this has been in place, and they are expanding it now to allow the death of babies up until the moment they are born, until the mother is in labor, as long as she says, well, my mental health. Insane. So what did we talk about today, folks? Here at the end, we talk about what is the result. It's literal child sacrifice. They're chopping up babies. They're selling the body parts. I mean, utterly the most evil and despicable thing that our culture engages in is, you know, you might say the primary concern of the Democratic Party. That is the thing that they're most interested in enforcing, most interested in pushing through. How are they doing it? Well, we heard from Chuck Schumer himself. It is key to them to get, you know, what they call voters' rights, which means two things, which means allowing undocumented immigrants to vote. And also their interpretation of voters' rights, you know, falls along the lines of what they're doing in California and what they're trying to push out to the rest of the country, which is ballot harvesting, which means you find so-called low-income or low-represented neighborhoods, and you basically vote for them. You vote on their behalf. You drop off a ballot. You pick up that ballot. You turn it in. No supervision. This is funded by the state. So you have the state sending in ballot harvesters to farm ballots out of neighborhoods that are chosen because they're so-called low represented or whatever justification they use. What that means is they know that that neighborhood is vastly majority Democrat. And on top of that, now they have states who are promising to give their electoral college votes to whoever wins the national popular vote. And now they've eliminated there's never been a conservative voice in mainstream media that really fights for conservatism. Now they've eliminated our ability to get it out on the internet, on social media. So we have no way of fighting back. They are utterly capable and now no resistance in manipulating the masses. Now the masses are going to decide who rules us. Now we're letting people in. This is it, folks. This is it. In my professional opinion, we are beyond the point of return. Welcome to hell.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.